Al Gore steps down from Apple's board of directors due to age limit. By Lucas Nolan on January 12, 2024. Former U.S. Vice President Al Gore is retiring from Apple's board of directors after hitting the age cap. The New York Post reports Gore has been a part of Apple's board since 2003, contributing over two decades of service. Now, his tenure at Apple comes to a close as he reaches the age of 75. Aligning with Apple's policy that restricts board directors from seeking re-election once they hit this age limit. Apple CEO Tim Cook said in a statement, "For more than 20 years, Al has contributed an incredible amount to our work. From his unconditional support for protecting our users' privacy, to his incomparable knowledge of environment and climate issues." Alongside Gore, James Bell, the former Boeing CFO, who has been on the board since 2015 and is also stepping down as he reaches the age limit of 75. Cook commented on Bell's departure, stating, "James's dedication has been extraordinary, and we're thankful for the important perspectives and deep expertise he's offered on audit, finance, and so much more over the years." As replacements, Wanda Austin, the former president and CEO of the Aerospace Corporation, has been nominated for a board seat, pending a shareholder vote at Apple's annual meeting on February 28. Austin is known for her extensive experience in technology and currently serves as a board director for Amgen and Chevron. During his time at Apple, Gore accumulated more than 468,000 shares of common stock, valued at over $87 million, and received around $377,000 in compensation in fiscal 2023, including stock awards and cash. Interestingly, despite the age limit policy, another board director, Ronald Sugar, who is 76, is retaining his position. Apple said that Sugar was remaining on the board in consideration of the significant recent transitions in board composition and the value of retaining directors who have developed deep insights into the company during their tenure. Read more at the New York Post here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.